Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Storytime with Edie. I'm so glad you joined me for another story today. We have a great one in store, but first, make sure you're in a comfy place with a blankie or stuffed animal or maybe a real live animal like a little dog or a cat. Whatever, just get comfy and let's do it. Are you ready? Okay, today I'm going to share with you the story of Little Red Riding Hood. Here we go. Once upon a time, there was a girl named, that's right, Little Red Riding Hood. And she was out playing in the forest, deep in the woods. Oh, she loved playing in the forest with her animal friends. And today, she found a pine cone, an eensy-beensy bird's nest, and a great big butterfly. Oh, what treasures! So she ran home to show her mama. Mama, mama, look at my treasures. And mom said, what did you find today out in the woods? And she said, look, I found a pine cone. And mom was like, oh, a prickly pine cone. I found an eensy-beensy bird's nest. And mom was like, well, let's plop the prickly pine cone into the eensy-beensy bird's nest. And then look, mama, I found a great big butterfly. Oh my, says mama. These are wonderful treasures, Red. Why don't I go put them in your room? I'll put them on your windowsill. Now, I was wondering if you would do me a favor. Well, what, mama? Well, says Mom, I heard Grandmama is not feeling so well today. Yeah, she has a bit of the snifflies, so I went ahead and baked her some bread, and I have some lovely tea, and I was hoping that, well, you could take it to her. You know she loves to visit with you, and you always cheer her up. And Red was like, sure, Mama. And Mom said, but remember, the woodcutters say that the big, bad wolf may be lurking about in the forest. So remember what Mama says. Three things. Stay on the path. Do not stop along the way. And do not talk to strangers. Hurry about your mission to Grandma's and back, okay? And Red was like, sure, Mama, no problem. But can we sing that song you taught me about trusting your instinct? And Mom was so proud that she remembered that. I mean, it is a big word, instinct, right? I like to think of it as that little voice deep inside your belly that tells you when things are just not right. That's called your instinct. And Mama tells Red to trust her instinct. And so they sing this song. Trust your instinct, that little voice inside of you. Listen closely to what it says to do. It's a warning, so trust it. It won't lead you astray. Remember to listen. Listen to what it says. It's your instinct, that little voice inside. Your instinct, it'll keep you safe, all right. Trust your instinct, don't shut it away. Listen to its warning, you'll have a better day. Your instinct, that little voice inside. Your instinct, it'll keep you safe, all right. And then Mama gave Red the basket of goodies for Grandma. And she's like, bye-bye, honey. Hurry about your mission. Be home before dark. You know how I worry. And Red was like, okay, Mama, bye-bye. And off she goes, skipping into the forest. And it is such a beautiful day. Red loves going into the forest. I mean, there are so many things to look at, so many things to play with. Oh, what a delight. As she's walking along, she remembers the three things Mama said, because you know that's important. First one, stay on the path. Check, she's on her path, on the way to Grandma's. Second one, don't stop along the way. She's moving, here she goes. Third one, oh, what's the third one? Oh, she can never remember the third thing. Meanwhile, sneaking up behind her is the big bad wolf. He hides behind a tree, and he disguises himself as a man with a red hat. And then he peeks out and he says, "Hello there, little girl. Where are you off to on a fine day?" And she's like, "Oh, hi, mister. I'm on my way to my grandma's house. She's not feeling very well, and I'm going to bring her some goodies to cheer her up." And the man with the red hat says, "Well, where does your grandma live?" And she's like, "Well, you see that cottage way down there with the smoke coming out of the chimney? That's her house." And the wolf said, "You know, there's a large field of wild flowers just around the bend off the path. I bet your grandma would love a bouquet of flowers. I mean, they might be just the thing to cheer her up." All of a sudden, Red remembered the third thing. Do not talk to strangers. And she's like, "Okay, thanks, mister. I gotta go. Bye-bye." And she leaves. And the wolf's like, "Bye-bye." And no sooner did the wolf leave when she goes around the bend and, wow, there are so many gorgeous wildflowers. I mean, they are off the path. But it's not that far. And Red looks around and she's like, "I mean, let's be honest, Grandma would love a bouquet of flowers. I mean, the man's right, it would be just the thing to cheer her up. What should I do?" "I'm going to go for it." And she jumps off the path and goes into the field and she starts picking these gorgeous flowers, red and purple and white and orange and yellow. And she's so excited. And all of a sudden, she turns around and there's that man in the red cap. And she puts the flowers right in front of him. She goes, "Oh, hello, mister. Thank you so much. My grandma's going to love these flowers." And then there's a minute, and all of a sudden, this man starts sneezing. "Hachoo! Hachoo! Hachoo! Get those flowers away from me! Hachoo!" And she's like, "Sorry, mister. Would you like a hanky?" And so she takes a hanky out of her bag and gives it to the man. And she goes, "I gotta go. Bye-bye." And off she goes. And the wolf in the red hat is like, "Hachoo! Hachoo! Oh, darn! I miss my chance. Oh, these allergies are really gonna get me." I mean, who knew that the wolf was allergic to flowers, right? So the wolf's like, "Now I've got to think of another way to lure Little Red off the path, because the wolf's getting pretty hungry, right?" Oh, he's got an idea. Wait right here. Bam, 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 bam. He comes back, and he's got this big sign that says, "Detour off the path to Grandma's." And Red is doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo, boom. Ow, she smacks right into the sign. And she goes, "Oh, what do we have here?" And now there's a man in a blue hat. It's really the big bad wolf. And he says, "Detour! Take the detour off the path into the woods to Grandma's." And Red's like, "Oh, okay. Thanks for directions, mister. Sure don't want to get hit by a tree. I guess I gotta go this way." And so she starts going into the woods. I mean, she does love the forest, right? Do-do-do, do-do-do-do. And no sooner is she like, I don't know, 5 minutes into the forest, trying to find her way, when all of a sudden, her rabbit friend, Aloysius, pops up. Now, Aloysius loves Red and has come to warn her. But it's so hard to get a word in edgewise because Red is so excited. "Aloysius, Aloysius, what a beautiful day. Look at these flowers." "Red, Red, there's something I've got to tell you. You've got to be careful of the big, bad wolf." Then all of a sudden, all of her little forest friends come out and gather around. There's Herbert the grasshopper, Al the donkey, Ricky the raccoon, and Bob the turtle. And everybody's saying, "Red, Red, you gotta watch out. Have you seen anybody so far?" And Red's like, "Only a man with a red hat who told me where I could find these flowers, and a nice man with a blue hat telling me with a detour sign to go off the path so I wouldn't get hit by a tree." And they're like, "Oh, maybe that was the big bad wolf. Oh, Red, you need to listen to our song." So all the animals start singing. "Be careful of the wolf, the very big, big, bad wolf. He howls in the breeze. He lurks behind the trees. So don't let him catch you. Don't let him eat you. If you have to, climb a tree. Throw acorns at his knees. Just remember that he's smart. Don't take what he says to heart. So don't let him fool you. Don't let him rule you. Be careful, be careful, be careful of the wolf. Whoa, whoa, be careful, be careful, be careful of the wolf. And Red's like, I think I got it. Can we do the chorus? You know, the part that tells you what you're supposed to do? And the animals are like, sure, join us. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you have to, climb a tree. Throw acorns at his knees. Just remember that he's smart. Don't take what he says to heart. So don't let him fool you. Don't let him rule you. Be careful, be careful, be careful of the wolf. Uh-huh, be careful, be careful, be careful of the wolf. And off they go into the forest to Grandma's. Meanwhile, who do you think took the path straight to Grandma's? That's right, the big bad wolf. And he finds the cottage, and he knocks. Knock, 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 knock. And Grandma's like, she has the snifflies, remember? She's like, hitchy, hitchy, who's there? And the wolf goes, it's me, Little Red Riding Hood. And Grandma's like, who? And the wolf goes, it's me, Little Red Riding Hood. I've brought you bread and apples. And Grandma, you know, she's old and she can't hear so well. And she's like, Fred and Ethel? And the wolf's like, it's me, Little Red Riding Hood. I've brought you some goodies to cheer you up. And Grandma's like, oh, Red Riding Hood, she's my favorite. Lift the latch, dear. Come on in. And Grandma's so excited because she has a new book, The Three Little Pigs, and she loves to read, and she is so happy that Red is here and she can read with Red. So she's all snuggled up in bed, and she says, Little Red is gonna love this book, The Three Little. And who finishes her sentence but the big bad wolf? And he says, pigs. Rah! And Grandma looks up and goes, ah, you're a wolf. And she's holding her nightclothes close. And she's like, get out of here, wolf. I don't feel well. And the wolf says, Grandma, all I need from you is that bonnet. And he just pulls Grandma's bonnet off and puts it on his own head. And Grandma's like, ah, oh, Mr. Wolf, that's so rude. I didn't even do my hair. And the wolf's like, now, Grandma, you need to scoot off this bed because I need to pretend I'm Grandma now. And Grandma's like, no, you're hairy. I don't want you in my bed. This is my... And boom, psh, he just knocks Grandma over and she falls into the floor. Oh, what a rude wolf. But don't worry, guys. Grandma is strong. And she gets off the floor and she says, it's going to take a little more than that to bring Grandma down. And then he's like, what else do I need to look like Grandma? And he spots her robe. He says, Grandma, I need your robe. And Grandma's like, oh, for heaven's sakes, this is a children's show, Mr. Wolf. I need my robe. I mean, after all, I'm a grandma. And the wolf goes, rawr. And Grandma takes off the robe. Now she's in her ninnies, right? She's just in her little PJs. And she's a little cold. She hands him the robe. He goes, now I look like Grandma. Oh, wait, there's one more thing. Grandma, give me your glasses. And Grandma's like, oh, no, Mr. Wolf, please. I really can't see without my glasses. And the wolf goes, rawr. And Grandma goes, ah. And she gives the wolf her glasses. And then the wolf says, now, Grandma, scram. Scram, Grandma, into the closet. He's not going to eat me. He's just going to put me in a closet. So she's like, okay. And she's tottering over. But you see, kids, Grandma can't see now. So she's going in the opposite direction. And he's like, Grandma, Grandma, the closet's over here. Well, at least he gives directions, right? And boom, she's in the closet. Now the wolf says, I'm going to get into bed. He pulls the covers up. He's got the bonnet, the glasses, the robe. And he says, now I'm all ready for Little Red Riding Hood. And no sooner did he say that than we hear, knock, 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 Grandma, it's me, Red. I've come to cheer you up and bring you goodies. And the wolf says, just lift the latch, dear, and come on in. trying to imitate Grandma, right? And so Red says, gosh, Grandma must really be sick. I mean, her voice sounds pretty scratchy. But she opens the door, and she goes in, and she knows Grandma's in her bedroom, so she goes in to sit at the chair by Grandma, and she goes, hi, Grandma. Oh, Grandma, what big ears you have, because the wolf's ears are sticking out from the bonnet. And the wolf says, oh, yes, dear, the better to hear you with. And Red's like, oh, of course, Grandma, of course. And so she's sitting there, she goes, but Grandma, what big eyes you have. And Grandma takes the glasses down and she says, the better to see you with, my dear. And Red nods, of course. But she's starting to get that squirrely feeling deep in her tummy. Remember that word, instinct? She had a feeling that something was just not right. And that's when she notices Grandma's teeth. But Grandma, what big teeth you have. And the wolf says, the better to eat you with, my dear. And he whips off the blankets and he stands tall and he goes, rah. And Red goes, ah, you're not my grandma. You're the big bad wolf. And the wolf lunges for Red and she jumps to the other side and she's like, oh my gosh, what do I do? What do I do? And then all of a sudden, she remembers. Remember that song that her friends taught her? If you have to, climb a tree. But I'm in Grandma's house. There's no trees here. Throw acorns at his knees. I don't have any acorns. And she looks in her basket. And she goes, oh, but I got pine cones. Do you think that'll work? So she takes the pine cones out and she goes, bing, bing, bing. And they just bing on the wolf's knees. And he watches them fall to the ground. And he says, oh, you're going to have to do a little better than pine cones to stop the big, bad wolf. And Red's like, ah, what do I do? What do I do? Mama's bread. Do you think that'll work? So she takes Mama's bread. She winds up and she throws it right at the wolf's stomach. Ooh! And it falls to the ground. And the wolf clutches his belly and says, who baked that bread? And Red's like, my mom. And he says, well, you tell her to use more baking soda. And Red's like, ah. Oh. How rude. And then the wolf goes, rah! And she goes, I don't know. What do I do, guys? What do I do? I'm getting scared. And all of a sudden she goes, oh, the flowers? Do you think the flowers would work? And she thrusts the flowers in the wolf's nose. And there's a beat. One, two, three. The wolf is shaking. The wolf is shaking. And all of a sudden the wolf sneezes. Achoo! Achoo! Get those flowers away from me! But Red, like a true swordsman, like she's one of the Three Musketeers, goes, ka-choo, ka-choo, and she just gets those flowers right in his nose every time he backs up. Chikoom, chikoom. And he's like, get those flowers away from me! Get those flowers away from me! Achoo! 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 Run away! Run away! And he just opens the front door and runs out down the street. Achoo! 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 And off goes the big bad wolf. And Red's like, I did it! I got rid of the big bad wolf! Woohoo! And all of a sudden she hears, anybody out there? Anybody? Grandma! And she opens the door to the closet, and there's Grandma! And Grandma's like, is that big bad wolf still lurking about? And she's like, no, Grandma, and I have your glasses. And Grandma's like, great, you go put the tea on, and I'll get my robe, and let's have a lovely little tea time. And Red's like, great! So she gets the tea all ready and sets the table. Grandma comes around, knock, 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 knock. All of a sudden they open the door, and there's their friend Aloysius. And Grandma, Red, and Aloysius all sit down for a lovely little moment with each other, having Mom's yummy bread and a great cup of tea. It's a happy ending. The wolf is gone. And that's our story of Little Red Riding Hood. Thanks, guys, for listening. And I can't wait to come back and tell you another one. Till next time. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Bye-bye.